In the studio right with us right now is Grace Johnson and Laura Schliemann of the Lacapra Valley Dawson Boyd Shadows dance team. And thanks for coming in, girls.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah, we're going to talk about state dance. Are you guys excited about dancing at the Target Center on Friday and Saturday?
Very,
very excited.
All right, listen, you in high kick, you won the section 3A high kick and placed third in jazz on Saturday in Montevideo. What was that experience like, Grace?
Getting third was awesome, of course.
And you're in jazz too, right?
Yep.
Okay.
And being a section champ was amazing. This was the second time since 2011, so that was a pretty good experience.
Mm-hmm. What grade are you in, Grace?
I'm in eighth grade.
And you were in varsity last year?
Yep.
Okay. Now you did both last year too?
Yep.
Okay. What do you prefer, Grace, jazz or high kick? What's your favorite?
I get less nervous for kick, but I think dancing jazz is more fun.
Is it more difficult?
Yes, a lot more difficult.
Yeah, and you're very good at it, by the way.
Thank you.
Okay, Laura, are you in high kick?
Yep.
Okay, not jazz? Okay.
No, I like to go to the practices, though, and watch.
Yeah, let's talk about jazz first. Grace, talk about Saturday, what you think of your performance, and maybe talk a little bit about the routine, maybe what the judges look for in jazz.
I think Saturday was our best performance of the season. The judges look for turn technique, formations. Are we in our windows? Are we too far out, too far in, you know, stuff like that.
Okay. And the uniforms on jazz?
Yeah, they are really special this year. They used to be Benilde St. Margaret's, and they won state twice in them, which was kind of a...
Yeah. How did you get a hold of them, I wonder, do you know?
We have, like, they had been done using them, and we kind of thought that we wanted to do red lace, and we knew that they had them, so we...
Okay. In some of the places this year in the competitions in jazz, how did you do? Do you remember any of them, like at Ricori or YMA?
Our first one, we got first, and then throughout the season, I think third, second, kind of in a mix between Bold and YMA.
Okay, good. And Laura, let's talk about high kick, section champions. Grace, you can put in too if you like. Section champions, what were your thoughts when you heard the PA announcer say Lacapra Valley Dawson Boyd, section champions?
I was definitely praying when I heard Bold was third and Miami was second. I was hoping there wasn't someone coming out of nowhere to take our spot.
Yeah, because you haven't seen teams like New Ulm Cathedral, London Spicer, that kind of. So you really don't know them that well.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good
point, Laura.
Yeah, definitely just please let it be us. But it was very exciting to be able to have another week with the team because so many teams ended that day. And it was sad to look around the gym and see girls crying for the wrong reasons.
Mm-hmm.
And then us, obviously, were crying for the right reasons. But.
Yep. Yep. Yeah, that's amazing. How many times have you guys gone to state? Well, you're just in eighth grade,
yeah,
Grace.
Yeah, this will be my second year.
But your mom's dragged you along all these years, right?
I think I've been going ever since third grade.
Okay, and Laura, how about you?
This will be my second year, too. Okay. I've been going to state since Mariah was in dance, and she's my older sister. So.
All right, good. Let's talk about the dance team a little bit. You girls are pretty close, I would gather.
Very close. Mm-hmm. We do a lot of team bonding and... You know, just having fun at practice, laughing with each other.
Now, there's a wide age group from 7th to 12. Is that a problem or isn't it?
No. Not at all, no.
Do you see that in other sports, though, maybe, or not?
Maybe a little bit, but dance definitely, I feel like, has a special bond between all the girls.
Yeah. Consider it like a family?
Yes.
Okay.
It's interesting going from, like, dance to, like, softball. Because softball, like, we're friends and everything, but it's not like dance.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You can tell these girls anything, and you don't have to worry about it.
Okay, cool. That's awesome, Laura. Let's talk about some of the bonding things you do. What anything stick out in your mind, or go ahead.
We had a hypnotist the day before we started the season. Grace actually got hypnotized, and it was pretty funny.
It was a pretty fun experience.
You want to share any details on that or not?
Just a lot of craziness.
Lots.
All right, that's fun. Do you do the Secret Sisters anymore or not?
Yep.
Okay.
Everybody gets assigned a Secret Sister. You draw and you get them presents throughout the season, and then we're actually going to reveal on Friday night who has who.
Oh, Friday night?
Yep.
In the motel or area?
Yep.
Oh, that's
yep.
how you do that. That's yep. kind of special, isn't it? So you buy special presents for your Secret Sister?
Yep.
And throughout
it's
the
a
year?
Secret throughout the year, and you kind of give it to somebody else secretly, and they give it to your Secret Sister, and the coaches are jealous. They really want to be part of it. You get really good gifts.
Yeah.
Especially at Christmas time.
Christmas time.
Okay, cool. Awesome.
Sure.
We hear a lot about dance moms and stuff, but let's talk about dance dads.
Ooh.
Can we do that?
Yeah.
Some dads get really into this, don't they?
Yeah.
You want to say some names or?
Jason Schomer and his wife Dee Dee are really into it. That's the parents of Leah Schomer.
Mm-hmm.
Laura's mom and dad really.
My mom more than my dad. Dad's kind of quiet.
How about Ken Fransky?
He loves to cheer on Tony Offit and yeah. Cindy Offit. They dress yep. up and
cool.
everything.
Yvette's dad, Bernie Zinda,
mm-hmm.
he gets really into it. He still comes to her competitions. He goes to my church, and he always likes to pull me after church and talk dance with me and wants to know where everything's at, when they're in a competition it is, how it went. He's definitely a hardcore dance dad, even though his daughter has gone.
Yeah. I know, I say this all the time, like broken record. You know, my daughter was a shadow way back when, and you get hooked as a parent. You really mm-hmm. enjoy it, and it's just a lot of fun. And I know some parents that don't have a connection now, they really miss it, mm-hmm. don't they? That's why it's such a big family, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I know a lot of vet mom and dads that still come and watch, and they really enjoy.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, what's planned for Friday and Saturday? Where do you guys stay, in a motel? Where do you stay?
Yep, we're leaving on Thursday. We're having a pet fest at La Caparra in the morning. And then we're leaving at about 12:30 okay. from the high school at on Thursday.
Okay. And then we're going to go to eat at 5:08.
At where?
The 5:08.
Oh, okay.
We usually go to Buca, but we decided to change it up this year.
Is this downtown Minneapolis?
Yep. Yeah, it's about 3 blocks from our hotel. We're staying at the Radisson Blue.
Oh, okay.
And then we have the Radisson Olympics, which is when we make a...
What is Radisson Olympics? What's that?
It's when we make a dancing skit.
With our room.
And it has to be... You can't, bring anything. Like,
mm-hmm.
last year, I was actually on the winning team, and we were cats. And yeah. we did not break character.
you had to do a dance. Each room does a different routine.
Mm-hmm. And the judges are the coaches, and they get a pretty good laugh out of it.
Yeah.
Do you have a curfew to be in bed by a certain time?
Well, we do it on Friday night, and our curfew is 10. That's after we do Radisson Olympics and Secret Sisters and all that stuff.
All right. I tell you, it's been fun watching you and great routines.
Thank you.
Anything else you want to add? Anything funny? Who likes to joke around on the team? That's what
Brittany.
I always want.
Brittany
know.
Whitmore is.
Who?
She's a little weird, but it's okay.
who's that?
Brittany Whitmore. She's okay. on Varsity Kick. She is definitely the clown of the team. She loves to tell jokes and play around.
Who's the mom of the team?
Maddie, probably.
Okay.
Maddie Offit. She's our only senior, and we're definitely going to miss her next year, but she definitely holds us together.
Okay. She's a wise one.
Yes.
So is Paige T. Paige T's pretty Paige wise for a ninth grader.
Torstenson, yep.
Okay. Awesome. You guys do a great job, and we're all proud of you guys.
Thank you.
To get down to state again, and you guys come up and visit with me if you got time at state. We'd like to put you on the air, or anybody, okay?
Yeah.
All right. Anything else you want to add?
Nope.
Okay. All right. It's a fun time, isn't it?
Yes, very fun time.
All right. Thanks, Grace.
Thank you, Paul.
Thanks, Laura.
Yep.
That's Grace Johnson and Laura Schliemann of La Caparra Valley Dawson Boyd Shadows. They'll be at the Target Center on Friday and Saturday, and that's where I'll be with reports and interviews throughout the day.